You're in the time, the challenge time, when how do you operate when the world is turning upside down? It is the challenge of your time. And it is, of course, well, at the very least, upsetting, sometimes exciting, sometimes freeing. When you can no longer proceed in a straight line in your life in the way you thought you would. It is both distressing and freeing to learn that you cannot do that. So it is these mixture of things that you are experiencing and that you are seeing your world experience. There is a kind of, how do we say, balancing of the polarities that we are looking for in ourselves, because it is what we need to create in the world around us. And so in our own personal path, what do we have here? We have, this is who I am on this end of one polarity, and I'm not going to judge it, but I'm going to know that it is there. And this is what I am on this end of my polarity. And I'm not going to judge that either, but I'm going to know that it's there. And now my job is to make a kind of bridge of communication between the two ends of the poles so that I have a solid center. And that, of course, is also the job of the world, which is no doubt why it is your job to do. To balance these polarities. Now, you may notice that we did not say your job is to heal the polarities or to get over whichever polarity you did not like. It is not that. It is to communicate with that polarity. It is as though you are having your own, what do you call it, NATO meeting here at two different countries. And we're going to do our very best to get them to talk to each other and then be able to move forward. So that is the job that you are all encountering now. And we understand that it is a remarkably large job. And once again, the spiritual principle that holds true here is that you cannot control outcomes. And in this kind of time, you definitely cannot control outcomes. But we want you to make a place to be happily surprised. It is as though there is a train pulling into a station, and it has something that is good for you. But you cannot know what it is, or how much there is of it, or what it looks like. But it is moving into the station, and the doors open, and your job is to be willing to be open-handed to receive whatever it is. And that will be the job for some time now. Now, there are things forming up, which you will begin to see within the next year and a half. And when you see the things that are going to stay, this is what will have happened. There will have been a communication between the polarities, and something new will be born in the middle. So watch for that, because when that thing is happening, it is a good thing. For anything else, for the screaming egos, the demanding to be right, all of that, to the best of your ability, ignore it. Because that is not how the world is being created now. It is being created in this other way. So, begin to breathe into your body and feel peace all around you. Let that peace enter your body. Let it enter your thoughts. and your energy. Become aware of the energy in your body and feel that energy begin to move up. Move up through your body and out through your crown. And feel your energy moving higher. Into the night sky. And see a path that illuminates in the night sky. Feel yourself drawn to that path and walk through the gates that put you on that path for you. And feel the energy that is taking you to your teacher. Move upward. Come to the place where your teacher waits. And spend this time with your teacher. Now know that your teacher has a gift for you. Resting your mind, know the gift. Mm-hmm. When you've known the gift, thank the teacher who has come to be here with you. Receive the teacher's blessing. Come back down the path and into the night sky and be free. Move in all of the ways that you wish to move, without worry, without judgment, without limitation. Come back down the path, come into the room and be above the circle, and as a gift or a service, find messages for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.